Welcome to Malin's Slice of Life podcast. As I am working on a laptop and have to wade through all of my files, I just decided to do this quick intro. I promised this particular podcast a few shows ago, and it has taken Mr. Richard Hallborough and I several weeks to actually get together. He was kind enough to bring all of his all of the things that he needed: his laptop, the maps, the talking tactile tablet, with him. And without further ado, that is what you're going to hear. As always, I will put the contact information, which is our comment line. 206-600-6259. Email superlin@earthlink.net, and I think, and or through the BCT email list. Alrighty then, I think that's enough, because there's quite a bit of material on this first podcast. It's going to be, I think, about an hour. But I think it is fascinating. I love this product. So, that's it. I really hope you enjoy it, folks. Have a good one. Good afternoon. Today, I'm with Rick Hallborough. And he is with Touch Graphics. And you are, Rick?
I am a research associate with Touch Graphics Incorporated.
And Rick is going to be demonstrating what I think is a very cool product. It is the Talking Tactile Tablet. And Rick will chime in whenever I get anything wrong. Basically, you have things like games and maps and so forth. This is right on the heels of, one, the graphics podcast of perhaps a few weeks ago, and it piggybacks quite well on the podcast for the phonics library I demonstrated in the previous podcast. All right, Rick.
Okay.
You can give us a little bit of the history.
I will give you, yes, a bit of the history. The Talking Tactile Tablet is fondly known and officially known as the TTT. So from now on, we will refer to it as the TTT. And in England, because it is now an international product, it is called the T3. You know, those Brits have to be a little different.
The T3,
but,
I love it.
We will talk a little bit about that later, about future projects and distributing this in various languages. But before we get to that, that's future, so mm-hmm. Let's go back to the history. The Talking Tactile Tablet is what they call a peripheral device that plugs into a computer. And I mentioned that, and we'll talk more about how it actually works later. But it's essentially a much advanced and easier to use Nomad type unit. For those of you that don't know what the Nomad
was, I was just thinking, what is
the
that?
Nomad was a product produced in the 1980s that was a touchscreen, which the tablet is, and it ran on DOS, so already you know that it was probably a dinosaur of sorts, and it was. It was slow. It used very crude synthetic speech at the moment. I don't remember what the actual speech engine was, but it was long before the days of DeckTalk, so it was very, very primitive speech.
Think Echo Ready, folks, probably.
Could be. I'm sure you could Google it and find out.
Yeah.
And it was much bigger than the tablet. It was pretty heavy and cumbersome, but the idea was the same in that it plugged into an IBM PCAT or something like that way
mm-hmm.
back when.
Oh, my gosh.
And you would lay raised line sheets on top of it. And loaded into the computer would be a disk that had the files on it that would be activated when you pressed on various raised graphic types on the sheet, and then you would hear the synthetic voice say, circle, triangle. The only use I saw it for was mainly for algebra and geometry. They had different shapes and taught you the Pythagorean theorem. Ooh. And I think there was a couple maps available, but I don't remember much more about, you know, what was in the catalog. And, you know, it was useful, it was fairly expensive, and it was just hard to distribute and had a lot of glitches, which was probably due more with the DOS and the various types of IBM compatibles people had at the time.
As with any of these devices that we, if you don't mind my saying, mm-hmm. Rick, that you and I use, everything started out in a primitive form, and frankly, I'm going to even use the word grateful. I mean, because before that, there was nothing. So, you know, when we had to listen to Echo Ready, then we listened to Echo Ready. Mm-hmm. When we needed the Nomad, at least someone thought to develop it, and it was something. And then now we've taken such great leaps forward, thankfully, in the technology. So, there you go.
Now, a question somebody might think right away is, well, why have the Nomad if you already had the raised line drawings? Mm-hmm. Because I know when I was in school, as a side note, I lost my sight when I was 7. So I went to public schools, and I remember having some maps of South America and Africa, and they had little like Braille letters next to different areas, and then you had this like manual that you had to refer to find out what country it was that the letter was next to.
Okay.
The idea of the Nomad was to develop a tactical graphic user interface, fondly known as the TGUI. And by doing that, you could have a fairly detailed picture or graphic and have very little Braille, and instead you replace it with audio. So when you touch something, it would tell you what it was that you were touching. And in addition to that, you could also have a file playing behind it, an audio file that could run along with it that sort of gave you a narration of what the graphic was about. Say it was a geometry lesson, it would describe the Pythagorean theorem and then tell you to look for the base of the triangle and the hypotenuse and all that kind of stuff.
Excellent. Definitely a step above my Charlie Brown raised drawing books.
Right. So, anyway, where did the TTT come from? Well,
we are, and I should have said this first, but we just kind of jumped right into it. We're here at the Computer Center for Visually Impaired People in lovely New York City. We're connected only physically to Baruch College, but we are a part of the Continuing and Professional Studies group. It is not an accredited facility.